Welcome to Unity Fort Worth Online. We are a spiritual center of love and wisdom, affirming God's presence in our lives and reaching the larger community in ever-increasing circles of good.
Lovely stuff. You know, what strikes me, two things so far in the service. The first one, I like that Navy SEAL prayer because it combines suffering and celebration, and that's really what life on planet Earth is about. You know, yeah, we're in this veil of tears, this suffering. We lose people who are close to us. People are cut down. Tragedies happen. And yet there's also an incredible amount of joy and togetherness and possibility. But we have to have the two together, right? You can't really celebrate fully until you know how fragile and difficult and short life is, yeah? So we blend the two together so that we can play on. You know, the many religions talk about this cosmic dance, this play of forces on the planet. I like to feel that Jesus also played and danced. I think that was taken out of the Gospels, you know, because we wanted the serious Jesus. But I think there was also the playful Jesus as well. This idea that, yeah, we got to play because we do not know when it's all going to be taken from us, right? If you're going to say, well, I'll put it off till tomorrow, there may not be tomorrow. And I fully believe that those people who have laid down their lives for us, whether it be in a war zone or whether it be first responders who have been courageous, whoever it is, maybe loved ones, maybe our own family members who have passed on that we recall, I think they would all wish us, and I say that in probably every memorial service and funeral that I give, is that they would wish us to live life to the full, yeah? And we always say we do this in honor of them because then we are fully alive and they are fully alive in us. If we live half lives, then we're not honoring those that have passed before us. And on Memorial Day weekend, that's what we want to do, right? We want to uplift them as inspirations. I was talking about my late wife who passed on now 10 years this summer. And I'm thinking about her more as that period comes up. And I was thinking, what is it about her that I remember the most? And I remember many things because we were married for 25 years. We knew each other for 27 years. And I thought that was going to be the way it was in my life until the change came. And then I found another amazing person in my life, Wendy, which I'm very grateful for. But what I remember about her the most now is inspiration. She's an inspiration to me. I remember her words of wisdom and her guidance. She was my first teacher on the spiritual path, I think, when I first entered it in my early 20s. And she always remained an inspiration. So she's not dead, therefore. She is still living presence through that inspiration. I'm going to ask you all to share something, if you're willing, a little bit later in the message about a person that you've experienced in your life that has been that force, that presence, that courageous, heroic, or loving, giving person for you. You know, if you want to share, we had some wonderful sharings at 9:30. Don't want to put anybody on the line. If you don't want to share, fine. But if you do, be thinking about it. Because I think we've all had certain personages in our lives that have made a huge amount of difference, yes? I want to read a poem called Recessional. And this poem is by Rudyard Kipling, who you may be familiar with, famous 19th century, early 20th century poet in Britain. And it was written for the Diamond Jubilee of Queen Victoria. And, of course, he was expected to create a jingoistic, highly patriotic poem about the British Empire and Britain and how successful Britain was, etc., etc., which back in the day they were celebrating their zenith of power, if you like. And instead he wrote something a little more sober, a little more expansive, which made the poem last longer. Because he had written a poem, actually, for the Diamond Jubilee called The White Man's Burden, which he put on hold for a couple of years, and then he gave it to America. He dedicated it to America as the U.S. was taking over the Philippines. And so he said, this is your poem, The White Man's Burden. It has not lasted as long because of that title. You know, we no longer believe that it's the white man's burden, do we, to be the Anglo who's going to rescue the world for everybody else. That idea is gone, yes? Please tell me it has. It's gone. We have a new idea now. So I'm not going to read that poem. Because it's really annoying, actually. It's hard to believe that could be put out there as, you know, good Lord. It's a little bit politically incorrect, you could say. But this one isn't. Well, it's got a couple of lines that probably we wouldn't write today, but. Recessional. God of our fathers, known of old, Lord of our far-flung battle line, beneath whose awful hands we hold dominion over palm and pine. Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget. The tumult and the shouting dies, the captains and the kings depart. Still stands thine ancient sacrifice, a humble and a contrite heart. Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget. Far called, our navies melt away, on dune and headland sinks the fire. Lo, all our pomp of yesterday is one with Nineveh and Tyre. Judge of the nations, spare us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget. If, drunk with sight of power, we loose wild tongues that have not thee in awe, such boastings as the Gentiles use, or lesser breeds without the law, Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget. For heathen hearts that puts her trust in reeking tube and iron shard, all valiant dust that builds on dust and guarding calls not thee to guard. For frantic boast and foolish word, thy mercy on thy people, Lord. It's very sobering, isn't it? And you could say, well, that's about Britain, but you know, it's so true for us, isn't it? Lord of our far-flung battle line that extends around the world as the world's policeman, which we now are. And far called our navies all over the globe. The poem is calling us to remember what? Above all. Well, at two things. But the first thing, everything changes. Even the greatest empires, right, are going to be reduced to dust. This is the way it's been in human history, whether we talk about Mesopotamia or Egypt or Rome or Greece or the British Empire. So everything changes. And so if our focus and our faith is in the things that change, we've got a problem. But he's calling us to remember that one thing that we can fully rely on is I'm going to turn to these guys. Yeah, okay. It's God. Yes, it's that presence and power of spirit within us that enables us to do the heroic, magnificent things that those that we are celebrating and memorializing this weekend have done. It's that spirit within them. And I would say it's that spirit that knows no boundaries. Yes, we can be proud Americans. We can be proud Welshmen. We can be proud Spaniards, whatever it might be. That is our tribe. But to God, we are all part of the family. Yes, we are part of the global awareness of our oneness. There is no boundary to spirit. And so this is what our message is as unity, is to extend beyond our tribe that we love, yes, out into the world to know that we are one in spirit. See, Jesus Christ held no separation between one person and another. What was his only commandment, folks? Love one another. Right? Not love those that are like you. Not love those that scratch your back. Not love those that you know, look the right way. Or have got the same amount of money that you have. Or who don't always do nice things for you. No, love unconditionally, right? Love one another. That was his extensive commandment. It extends across the universe. So we celebrate a number of things today, therefore. We celebrate not just the tribe, but the energy of spirit moving in that tribe as love, yes, as courage, as heroism, as sacrifice, as ability. And so I'd like to just share, like I said, evidence of that in our own lives. We've all read great stories of amazing heroism on the battlefront, yeah? Of amazing heroism in first responders to devastation. I've read about ordinary people who have done extraordinary things because they've been called forth to do it in extreme circumstances, yes? People who are weak could lift huge weights because they wanted to rescue somebody they loved. Where did this power come from? It must come from God. See, lest we forget. If we forget that and think we did it all ourselves, we got a problem, don't we? There's hubris involved in that. But when we remember a humble and a contrite heart, as the poem says, then we're in that flow. I'll kick it off. I'll tell a story about myself. I was 24 years old. I was a little bit wet behind the ears. I was a little bit of a callow youth. I was in Tehran in Iran, and I was out late at night in a place that I shouldn't have been. I'm not going into any more details, but it was way late at night. And I did some stupid things, and I got myself into a lot of trouble. And a young German man rescued me, basically, and got me in a taxi, got me away from that place. I was saved. I sincerely believe that I probably wouldn't have survived that night if he hadn't been there. So he was that angelic presence at that time. God was looking down on my foolishness and saying, well, no, we got other things for this dude. He's not going quite yet. And he was there. So I don't know his name, this man. I don't know if he's even still alive, and yet he's important to me. You know, he was there for me when I needed that mature presence in the midst of foolishness. So I lift his memory up today and wish him well wherever he might be. So he was definitely a catalyst for God, I would say, in that circumstance for my personal little life. Anybody got any one incident you'd like to share that resonates today? Yes, please. Good, thank you. That sense of safety, that sense of he did something that was unusual at the time, and he was willing to do that, and so he's still alive for you. Yeah, good, thank you. Somebody else had their hand up, yeah. Awesome. Yeah, continuity of life, right? That the spirit within us was never born, was it? It can never die, therefore. It is of the universe. Whatever this universe is, whatever you conceive it to be. I was in a long discussion with my wife this week. Have you ever had this thought, well, what's outside of the universe? And then you have another thought, well, there's another universe. Then you put all the imaginable universes you could think of, and then what the heck's outside of that, you know? And it boggles your mind because your head can't get around it, right? We have finite minds in that sense, and we cannot conceive of how this whole ball of wax came into being. It's a total mystery, and yet we know that it happens beautifully in divine order, right? Everything moves in harmony, and God's got it in such a subtle way. It's so amazing. Even our planet Earth, it is so amazing with these plants and animals that we have yet to discover. We are just at the beginning, I think, of exploring this planet, let alone the rest of this incredible universe. So there is an amazing harmony that's beyond and above the finite. But actually, there is part that is infinite in us, isn't there? There's that spirit. And that's what we're talking about contacting. You see, we're contacting an invisible but very powerful spirit of possibility, yeah, that knows nothing about life and death. It only knows life, yeah? What does the poem say again, the prayer, the Navy SEAL prayer, Bob? That we are indestructible, right? What is the truth of us is amazing. Right? And that's what we're uplifting today. Those soldiers, those first responders may have died physically, but man, they have not died. They are living presences with us today. Their names are not just inscribed on marble slabs somewhere. They're inscribed in our hearts. And same with our loved ones that have demonstrated that same energy and power. Somebody else had something. Yeah. Well, we're glad you're here with us today to be in this safe place, because this is the place of unconditional love, and we're glad you found your way here. So thank you. Thanks for sharing that. God is good. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, excellent. Thank you. And that's a quality, isn't it, of true givingness. It's selfless. Have you noticed this in your own life? When you've truly been in alignment with that, you don't have to have glory or fame around it. It's not about that, right? That's the ego. But when Spirit works through us, it's its own reward. There's no need to be recognized. Recognition is nice, but it's just the icing on the cake. It's not really what we're about here when we're in the flow of God's love. Yeah, somebody else. Patricia. Can you speak up so we can hear? And it came about as a trauma, really, you know, difficulty in life, a big transition that opened you to that new path, which you've been on now for 30-some years. So thank you for sharing that. Yeah, it can often be those devastating times in our lives, can't it, that open us up. So many of the gurus and teachers, by the way, had illnesses or almost near-death experiences prior to entering on the spiritual path. So it wakes us up from the trance, if you like. We're all in some kind of sleepwalking trance, and we're meant to be awake to what's really going on, to the real possibilities of our lives. And if there's just one word, really, that all the masters speak, it's wake up, isn't it? Wake up to the possibilities of who we are, you know? Don't settle for anything less. Discover those amazing qualities. All right, we've got time for a couple more.
He had an incredible sense of infinite abundance, and I think he's finally giving that now.
Uh-huh, good. You made him work hard, didn't you?
The amazing Mala Powers, who played the beautiful Roxanne, who played for Cyrano de Bergerac, my teaching partner for 18 years until she passed. She is most known for her amazing balcony scenes.
Oh, sweet. That's nice. Yeah. And one thing I love about Cyrano de Bergerac is that it's okay to have a large nose. Somebody else, one more, yeah. Right. Great. Which is life on planet Earth, isn't it? It's our commitment to being here. We showed up. What do they say? 9/10 of success is showing up. We all showed up this morning to hear these testimonies, to listen to this beautiful music. And in fact, we have another great piece that is really about what we're talking about, believing in the possibility of who we are and finding it everywhere. Yeah? Because when we look, we find, right? It's when we don't see, when we don't choose to look, that we think life is a misery. And when we do look, we see all that's a miracle around us, then life is transformed before our very eyes. So we give thanks today for the great experiment of the United States of America, the great experiment in democracy, yeah, which we are and continue to be, this unfoldment of a new idea. And it's crazy sometimes. It doesn't always work. You know, I've been down to City Hall enough times to know how weird and wonderful it can be. But it's still that great experiment in pushing this idea forward, right? And so this nation is wonderful in that regard. It's a place of infinite possibility, truly for me. Coming from Wales myself and entering into that, quote, cliche, land of opportunity, yes? And it truly has been that way for me. And I lift up and praise the States for those qualities. No matter all the crazy stuff that happens, there's still that great movement forward of possibility here. So we give thanks for that. But we also extend it, don't we? We give thanks for Gaia, Mother Earth, and all the nations, because we see that they are all part of God's people, yes? Every one of us, all 6 billion or so on this planet, belong to the same Father, Mother, God. You know, they're called by different names, but it's the same spiritual entity here. And they also give thanks for the fact we are spiritual beings living in a spiritual universe. We're not human beings trying to be spiritual. We are spiritual beings learning what it means to walk effectively on this planet, right? And to rededicate ourselves day by day, living these truths. And we stand on the shoulders, as they say, of giants. We stand on those family members we've just called forth, those caregivers, those judges, those soldiers, those sacrifices who have gone before us. And we live from that consciousness, right? That we're not going to waste time, are we? I don't know how long I'm going to be around. I don't want to waste time. I want to play fully. I want to do what is mine to do, right? With courage, vitality, energy, and love. Will you join me? Amen.
Thank you for listening. This ministry is funded through the generous contributions of individuals just like you. If you have found spiritual enrichment here, please visit us online at www.unityfortworth.org and make a donation. We thank you for your contribution and affirm with you. Divine love flowing through us blesses and multiplies all that we give and all that we receive.